Hello, you beautiful listener, you. Thanks for clicking on this and listening to me ramble for a while, because I think it's going to take a while for me to answer all these questions, which is a good problem to have, I guess, because my secret fear was that nobody would send me any questions, that I would be like just left hanging and be all embarrassed. But that didn't happen by a long shot, which is great. So, yeah, I'm just sitting here. I'm sitting up in bed, leaning against my headboard, and I've got the questions in front of me. And I thought a little bit about, it's my dog. I thought a little bit about prepping for this somehow, but I don't know if that would even do me any good. So yeah, I don't think I will. I think I'm just gonna go for it. Actually, right before I started recording, my neighbor started mowing their lawn. And just for reference, it's January. Grass ain't growing. I don't know. I live in a part of the country that doesn't get much snow. But I just have no idea why anyone would mow or what they're mowing. It's just weird. And like I had forgotten what an annoying sound that is. A lawnmower. I really don't like the sound of lawnmowers. And it just feels sort of out of place in the winter. So yeah, I was just lying here getting more and more irritated. But okay. That seems to be stopped. Unless, I don't know, who knows what else they're going to do. All right. So, I have some questions in the comments of my AMA post, and then I have some in my inbox. So I'll start with the ones in my inbox. Okay. Okay. Oh, wait, that's a post reply. I swear I know how to use Reddit. Okay. Let me find the one I'm looking for. Okay. So, first question is, what do you like more, performing or writing, and why? I get different things from each of them, but writing is more satisfying overall, and it's something I do even outside of GWA. So it's a part of my life, even if it's not like erotic writing, and it makes me very happy. So that, yeah, I'd say writing is more satisfying overall, but it doesn't, you know, there's a thrill that comes with performing. It's just kind of a mixture of feeling like you're doing something naughty. Since this account of mine is a secret from, you know, most people in my life. So there's this kind of like naughty factor. It also kind of like scratches that itch. I think that I hope most people have, just so I'm not so alone, you know, where it's kind of a confidence booster when you perform something and somebody thinks you did it well. And by well, I mean, even if they think, it was well performed, you know, not even to say nothing of whether it's sexy or not, just anything that someone thinks you've done a good job on. It's kind of an ego boost a little bit. But overall, I think I'd say I enjoy writing more because, it gives me a different kind of more lasting satisfaction. And also I like to hear performers, other than myself, recording their takes on what I've written. That's really a pleasure and an honor. Okay. Where do you get your inspiration for the scripts you write? Personal fantasies, seeing or hearing something and boom, or something else? both. Some of the scripts I've written have been personal fantasies. Let's see. I should have opened up my my audios, but yeah, some of them are fantasies, and some of them are, you know, come from random places. So like The Last Man on Earth, you know, just to choose a random one, is about two people who are possibly the last two people on Earth having an argument about fucking and the uselessness and hopelessness of, I guess, and also the ego that it takes to want to try to repopulate the earth when you're literally the last people. Is it useless? Is it hopeful? Is it whatever? I'm rambling, but obviously that is not a fantasy of mine. Actually, I shouldn't say obviously, because maybe it's somebody else's fantasy and that would be kind of cool, but it wasn't one of my fantasies, but I got the idea for that reading a subreddit about The Walking Dead and the baby in the show. And like, there was this whole discussion about the ethics and psychology of having a baby in that situation. So that's kind of what gave me the idea. I don't know what made me think, hey, I should turn this into an erotic story, but that's where that came from. And then then you have something like, New Lipstick. And I know these are all old at this point, but anyway, you have something like New Lipstick, and that very much is more like one of my fantasies. Any of the ones that are kind of playful, like The Room Key or High Neighbor, was my very first one. And that was definitely a fantasy. So both personal fantasies, seeing or hearing something that, you know, sparks an idea, or just like random thoughts, I don't know, that don't come from anywhere. I don't know. Okay, what makes you choose to fill a particular script? Tags, the character, a certain situation? Yes. A lot of times, sometimes if I'm doing a script fill, I'm looking for something that I can do conveniently. So it might be like I'm looking for something that doesn't require a challenge. But then I've also filled scripts that do require me to stretch a little bit. And I picked those because I liked the story. So like the script I did called Shinoa Place. It was an F for F script. And that was like devilishly fun. And that was the reason I picked it, just because And same with Two Pump Chump too, because I got to play a really wicked character and I just thought it sounded like fun. I thought the situation sounded like an adventure and I wanted to try it. So I pick scripts. I pick scripts to fill based on different things. You know, it might be because I'm looking. I know. Yes. Yes. It might be because I'm looking for something quick, or it might be because I'm in a mood and I don't want to write something for it, but that, you know, somebody else has surely written that. So if I'm like in a very blowjobby mood or a very subby mood or a very dommy mood or something, I'll look for a script that kind of satisfies my frame of mind, but then I also pick scripts that just seem fun. Do you rehearse before filling a script, make performance notes, or do you just leap in? I am not big on preparation, but I have made perform. No, I don't. I don't typically make performance notes. Actually, I don't do that. The most rehearsal I will do is I will read through it once or twice before I record, because I'm not good at audio editing. I record on my phone. This is a really lowbrow setup I work with here, so I don't want to have to do a lot of editing and stuff. So I usually just kind of try to make it in one take, and that doesn't always happen, but that's what I try for. So if it's something that's going to be a little more of a challenge for me, or if it's a collab and I don't want to let other people down, I'll read through it and I might rehearse a couple times before. Most of the time I just jump in. The next question is, name two ways you've changed since you joined GWA. I think I've become more confident in my sexual self, maybe. I've become more confident that, you know, maybe my desires or my preferences are valid, because you just can't help but see, if you're part of this community, that there are so many, that there are just as many tastes and kinks and preferences and people as there are grains of sand. And so as long as obviously it's not hurting anyone, harming anyone, then it's great. And so I've become more confident in expressing what I want and how I feel, and not being like, is that weird? Is somebody not going to like what I say or whatever? Another way I've changed is, I don't know, this is a hard question. I masturbate more because I'm around sexy stuff so much. I see sexy stuff, or I get turned on thinking about something or reading something or hearing something or recording something. So, okay. And next question. What is the most random thing you've ordered from Amazon? I've ordered some really random shit from Amazon, but this week I made actually a complete impulse purchase. And I ordered, and this is so dumb. Just out of sheer curiosity, I ordered an acupressure mat, which is basically just like a cheap foam mat and bolster pillow that are covered in plastic spikes. Really sharp plastic spikes. And the idea is to lay on it, and it hurts like hell. But then after 3 or 4 minutes on there of just absolute torture, you really start to feel the blood flow in your muscles on your back and stuff, and the pain turns to kind of more like heat. And anyway, the idea is that it's supposed to relax your muscles after you lay on it for 10 or 20 minutes. And I've used it once. I think it worked, but I don't know. It needs another shot, I think. But anyway, yeah, that was really random. I didn't need it. I didn't even know it existed. It was just something I saw, and it was under $20. And I was just kind of like, yeah, I'm gonna get this. Okay. Okay. So that's my inbox. Let me move out to the, whatchamacallit, comments on my post. Okay. Happy cake day. Thank you, Casey. What is your favorite kind of cake? To eat, bake, smash on yourself, or smash on yourself for someone to enjoy? Yes. Yes, and yes. Okay, to eat, I think my favorite kind of cake is yellow cake with chocolate frosting. But I mean, I love cake. I love any kind of cake. I love coffee cake. I love bundt cakes. I'm partial to a good buttercream. I always get excited about the cake at weddings. Favorite kind of cake to eat. Favorite kind of cake to bake. I like baking, like brunch cakes, apple cider cakes or pound cakes or bundt blueberry cakes, things like that, because they're typically pretty easy and you don't need to ice them, and you can eat them with your hands. Those are fun to bake. Smash on yourself for someone to enjoy. I think you would need a little icing to hold it together if you were going to smash it on yourself. So, something with icing. Partner's choice. And while we're on the topic of food, they say, what are some of your most erotic foods to eat? Good question. Raspberries. I love raspberries, and I think they're soft, and juicy. You can suck them off of fingers, you can exchange them with tongues, you can put them places. They're like the perfect size. They're not slimy. Yeah, raspberries are a really erotic food to me, and they go really well with chocolate, which is also very erotic. I am not super big on like sticky sauces and things, but I also wouldn't turn it down. Yeah. Raspberries and chocolate. I'm gonna go with that. Of course, I'll think of something later. Oh, here's the thought. Okay, so the other day I was watching an episode of Top Chef, season one, and they had to, their challenge was creating a sexy dessert for a sex shop, I think it was. The owner of a sex shop and her staff or something. Anyway, it had to be a very sexual dessert. And so what they did what one of the teams did that I thought was a really cool idea that could be tweaked to your tastes, no pun intended, is they put a cookie on a string to be worn as a necklace. And then the partner ate the cookie off the person's neck, which looked like a lot of fun. I don't know if a cookie is what I would go with if I was doing that. I'd have to think about that, but I like the concept of eating something, you know, like a candy necklace or something, but tastier. And another team did these shots, these little bowls with champagne and something like custard or pudding. I don't know. They were little creamy bowls, and you ate the creamy part with a spoon, which looked like it would be very sexy to feed to somebody. And then you shot the bottom, if I remember right. Anyway. Okay, and then last they say, you make delicious sounds, and the way you describe in your writing and perform in your audios is quite scrumptious. Thank you. I appreciate a good theme, food-related theme. Okay. One more from KC and IO. P.S. What were your favorite safe for work and not safe for work Christmas presents? One each or top three with at least one in each. I don't think I got any not safe for work Christmas presents. I got myself one. I got myself a new toy. That was pretty fun. And then my favorite not safe for work. I'm sorry, favorite safe for work was probably, this set of headphones. Okay. Any advice related to recording audio you would give yourself if you could time travel back a year? Fuck, that's a good question. Any advice related to recording audio? I sort of went into it with fewer expectations than I think I even have now. Because I think I put more pressure on myself now than I did in the beginning. So if anything, I would rather be as laid back about it as I was then. I would like to kind of return to that mindset. But I guess if I had to choose one thing, I don't know. That's a really hard question. Related to recording specifically, I mean, I don't know. I would probably give myself some tips, like some sound, you know, tips for sound effects and things like that. But I think the most important thing is to not put any pressure on yourself and just do it for fun. That's kind of what I've always done, and that's the way I want to stay. Okay. What's one thing that tends to put you in a dominant mood? What's a good way to get you feeling subby instead? Asking for a friend. Put me in a dominant mood. I think, if I can kind of answer these backwards, I think I am a true switch. Like, I don't default to dominant or subby. And I used to think, this is something else that I've kind of learned since joining the party, is I used to think that I was not dominant and that I was subby. But I think I had a misunderstanding of what it means to be dominant, because I do like to be in control. I do like for a partner to just completely let me do whatever I want and not have any input. But I, so to get into that frame of mind, I think to get into a dominant frame of mind, I have to, you know, feel like I want to insist on something. This is a hard question too. I should have, see, and remember how I said I don't prepare for these things? I really should have. I read over these ahead of time, but I didn't come up with answers ahead of time. So maybe that's something I haven't discovered about myself yet, is, you know, what makes me feel dominant and or subby. I think it depends on the partner. I've never had a partner that I could be truly switchy with. It was always more one or the other. It depends on the partner and our dynamic. I think, like, if a partner, if he just takes charge, if he just comes in and says, and insists on being the leader, I am happy to go along with that. I think that's probably the easiest way to make me feel subby, is to just make me the sub. kind of someone taking control like that is immediately going to be a turn on. It's immediately going to make me want to do that. And then as far as making me feel dominant, if I can get into a space where I feel persuasive, where I feel like I need to persuade the other person, then I think I get more dommy. If I feel like, obviously not pressuring them to do something they're not comfortable doing, but like, I've always found the idea of controlling when they come really, really sexy, really hot. So me telling them and deciding when they come, is something I would want to do. So if they could be kind of unsure, if we were in the moment, this answer is terrible. I feel like I'm just rambling. I don't know is the answer. I don't know. But I feel like, I would naturally fall into one or the other depending on the dynamic. Yeah. That's my final answer. Okay. I couldn't sit still, so I had to get up and I walked out of the room, and now I've got to go back and see what the questions were. Okay. If it was possible to get you drunk enough to do karaoke, let's imagine it's on vacation somewhere nobody knows you, what would be your song of the night? First of all, I would be more likely, I think, to do karaoke in front of people I know, or it, like among friends. but if it were possible in this completely hypothetical scenario, I don't sing at all. My song of the night, it would probably be Shoop by Salt and Pepper. Yeah, that's, I would probably rap. And that's not necessarily a good thing. It would be Shoot by Salt-N-Pepa or Gangsta's Paradise by Coolio. It's okay, you can cringe. What's the piece of writing and or recording here that you're most proud of, or at least most happy with to date? Those are probably separate things. I'm really proud of different things for different reasons. I'm proud of the House Slut, the For Use House Slut, which is the collab that I did with Girl in Dungarees. I'm proud of that one. I'm proud of writing it because I think the characters in it, the two girls, are really natural and fun. I think that comes across. And treating I like the dynamic they have with the slut, with the boy. So I'm proud of writing that one. I'm also proud of the one I mentioned before, Last Man on Earth, because I just think it's a cool concept that doesn't naturally lend itself to erotica. And then as far as a performance goes, a good performance, I'm proud of... I'm not, usually super unhappy with my performances. I don't think they're the best things ever, but I don't know if one stands out as being something that, when I finished it, I was, stood head and shoulders above the rest. I like doing collabs. I like the collab I did with another collab with Girl in Dungarees and Behold the Beauty called Roommate Roulette. I thought that was fun. I liked myself in that. I also like the ones that I do that are a little bit outside of my normal comfort zone, like the Mrs. Claus audio. I had to put on a character for that, and that was fun, and I was happy with how it turned out, mostly. I'm proud of the ones where I have to put on a character. As opposed to the ones where there's not necessarily a character or a plot. All right. Have you learned anything new or unexpected about yourself from doing this? Yeah, like I said a minute ago, I think I've learned that I am more switchy than I thought I was. That my, the sexual dynamics that I like. Yeah, I think I realized that I am a dominant person. And I never thought that I was... Yeah, it just brought out recording on GWA, kind of brought out an erotic side of me that I knew was there, but it was sort of validation of that. I don't think that's new or unexpected, but just more of a confirmation. Otherwise, no. What would make up your ideal night out and night in? Okay, so ideal night out. In both cases, there's food involved. Ideal night out would be maybe going to an early show to see a band. Somewhere, I really like live music venues where you can just sit down and enjoy music. Not necessarily loud concerts have their place and everything, but I'm assuming that you're talking about with a partner. Either way, my ideal night out and night in would probably include a partner. So, going out and enjoying a show, eating some good food, having some drinks, going for a walk, just not being in a hurry, you know? And then maybe finding somewhere secluded to mess around. or maybe like hopping, you know, so trying new things, like first going to a place to watch some music, and then going to a different place for drinks, and then going to a different place for dessert, and then try, and then, you know, just like hopping around. And then maybe when you're all done with that, it's after midnight, and if you get in the car and drive, you know, however many hours, depending on where you are, maybe there's something going on in the early hours, or there's a casino, or there's a, you know, something. And so it would be kind of an impulsive evening where you got to try lots of different things, and there would definitely be some fooling around in there. So that's my ideal night out. Ideal night in would be, at home or in a hotel, with a partner, maybe, ordering pizza or making pizza, cooking together, maybe, making mixed drinks, playing a game. I like games. I like board games and stuff and card games. Clothing optional. And then taking dessert to bed and turning on a movie, you know, which may or may not get watched if depending on, you know, what comes about, so to speak. Okay. What's one food you never want to live without? Either pasta or bacon. I tried to be, I was a vegetarian for a short while, and bacon was what I missed the most, and I just love pasta. Okay. Next, Red Knight asks, are you right-handed? No, I am left-handed. what kink, or two or three, have you recently discovered but haven't yet included in an audio? I would love to do an audio about free use. I would love to do an audio maybe a threesome with two males, and like two males and a female. That would be fun. both of those would be fun. I'm sure there's more, but what is your favorite kind of milkshake? Chocolate.